Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for today, Sunday, November 25th. And tonight, our guest is Zena Chazelle, the creator of the Z Palette. Before we speak with Zena, though, I want to just remind everyone that the call-in number for tonight is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. And quickly, I will let my sister Denise share a few beauty notes with you.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty Lounge. Just really quickly, I wanted to remind everyone to stay tuned to the Illusions Cosmetics Facebook page for Cyber Monday deals tomorrow, as well as the at Illusions Beauty Twitter page. Deals will be listed there as well. And the winner of last week's contest here on Beauty Talk for Tia Dantzler's Red Carpet Beauty Secrets DVD was Brandy, I guess it's pronounced Hazard?
Yes.
Is that how? Yeah, Brandy Hazard. Okay, Brandy Hazard. So congratulations to Brandy.
All right, and Brandy's from Chicago, and she's also a listener of Beauty Talk, and she joins us quite often in the Beauty Lounge. So, again, congratulations to Brandy. And for those I see that are joining us by phone, your call-in number tonight, if you have a question or a comment, is 914-803-4399. Zena, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is very exciting.
I'm so glad we were able to work it out and to have you on. So I'm excited, and I just want to just jump right in to this conversation. I did say earlier that you're the creator of the Z Palette, but before we speak about the Z Palette, I just want you to introduce yourself in your own way to our listening audience and just let them all know who you are and what you're up to.
Okay. My name is Zena Chazelle. I'm a professional makeup artist. I've been a professional makeup artist for about the past 10 years. I also am the department head on the TV show Dancing with the Stars, and I did create the Z Palette, which is like my baby, and just want to share it with everyone, and very excited to get to talk about it. That's pretty much it.
Cool. Well, let me ask you, because you just mentioned that you are department head on Dancing with the Stars, and I believe also, you can correct me if I'm wrong, you also work on or have worked on X Factor?
Yes, I did actually do the first season of X Factor. I did makeup for the host, Steve Jones, for the first season, which was really lovely and exciting to be a part of that. So I did do that the first season. It was a lot of fun.
Let me ask you, what is it like doing makeup for shows like Dancing with the Stars, X Factor, in regards to the pace of the show and what's expected of you? Because you said you were department head, so what was expected of you and what was the pace like?
For a show like Dancing with the Stars, there's a lot going on. You know, it's a live show. We're getting information pretty much like we get information the week of, but you don't get to see costumes and things like that until the day of. So you're really kind of putting everything together almost last minute as far as, like, creating looks and things like that. So you do get to plan sort of ahead, but you really need, like, the wardrobe and things to really inspire you as far as creating looks and things like that for makeup. And then once you get through, you know, once you get to actually doing the makeup, then there's maintaining it throughout the day, shooting the show live, which, you know, you have to be on everybody. They're dancing, so there's a lot of maintaining. There's a lot of running around. So it is pretty fast-paced, but it's extremely fun, and you get to be really creative. You get to play with lashes and glitter and shimmer, and so it's a lot of fun, and it's live. So, I mean, it really, you have to be on it. So it's really fast-paced, as opposed to when I did X Factor, it was a lot more easier because I'm just doing the host, and for that was a lot, you know, more of a simpler job for me. So comparing those two, Dancing with the Stars, you know, a lot more responsibility as far as what's involved. And you have a huge cast you're dealing with, so I'm a little nervous. So
as a department head, were you responsible? Are you responsible for all the looks, or are you kind of taking each team and kind of dividing the teams up with artists on your team?
Well, we all have, we're all kind of, in the beginning of the season, we all kind of, I sort of decide, you know, who I think would fit best with the cast. And then we kind of see how that goes. And usually, you know, it always goes really well. And so once we kind of see how everyone's meshing together, we kind of stick to those people. And each artist has about two women, and then we all do, you know, a sprinkle of men to get everybody done. So as the season progresses, what happens is, like, Monday, we will get the looks for what everybody's wearing. Ahead of time, I will know what the dances are. I will know what the music is, and I will know the colors of the wardrobe, but I don't have any pictures of what it actually looks like. And there's a huge difference between the colors and then actually seeing the wardrobe and getting inspired, because then you see the wardrobe and you can think about the wardrobe, you can think about the music, you can think about the dance, and then you're talking to your dancer or your celebrity and kind of coming up with an idea for the look. So what I do is gather all that information and pass it on to all the artists, and I allow them to create, and I allow them to talk with their celeb or their dancer, and they create a look. So we sort of collaborate, but it's, you know, I leave it up to the artists to do their work.
Gotcha.
And that's what happened.
Gotcha. So it's a lot like doing, is it a lot like, I've heard some people say that, at least that's what they think it's like, a lot like doing show girl type makeup?
Yeah, it is kind of doing, like, I mean, definitely stage makeup. I mean, you're dealing with these, you know, amazing costumes, and it would just look a little odd if, you know, they just have these gorgeous beaded rhinestone costumes and then just their natural, you know, little eyeshadow, little lipstick, you know. So you want to make the whole look and complete the look and make it va-va-va-boom. So we really, you know, we do go stage with it, and you're dealing with that, plus you're dealing with the lighting and everything. So we want the whole glamorous look. So we do, you know, we do go heavier, and we want to see it because we see in rehearsals, you think you put enough on, and sometimes in the trailer, and you come on, and it's like it doesn't even look like it's on camera. So, you know, it does sometimes take a heavier hand to be able to see the makeup.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, do you like that a little, China, do you like that better than, let me see, just your average regular, you know, sitcom or one-hour drama?
I do. I mean, it's a lot of fun because, like I said, you get to play with color. So on your regular sitcoms, you know, it's usually pretty neutral. You know, they don't want to see shimmers. you know, like on this show, you're dealing with color, you're dealing with shimmer, you're putting double, sometimes triple lashes on the ladies, you know, you're doing bronzers and nails and all this stuff. So, I mean, for the artist, it's really fun because you get to really play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, and sometimes we're doing, like, airbrushing little glitter tattoo or stencils or something. You know, like Sabrina, one of the dancers this season, Sabrina, she used to be a cheetah girl, so she wanted to do little paw prints, so we airbrushed some paw prints on her. Like, things like that that we get to just do some more, like, creative things and play sometimes. I mean, we've even done, you know, we even do facial hair, and they, when they have different themes for their dances and they want to go, like, we did, you know, like a rock and roll week. So one of the dancers, Max, was like Mick Jagger. So we, so the hair people put on a wig, and then we added some facial hair for that 70s type look. So it's more than just, you know, we can get into character and we get to do a lot of different stuff. So, and they're doing a lot more themes every week. So, and so it's a lot of fun. And so we get kind of new challenges every week.
So Zena, how do you like plan your purchases for like each week for like, you know, what, like mm-hmm. in the beginning of the show, do you just like buy a bunch of stuff and just anticipate certain things, or do you purchase makeup supplies based on what you think you may need for the week? Because it seems like, you know, if you're getting like the costumes at the last minute, it's like, how do you know if you're going to need that glitter tattoo, or do you just come with it already?
Well, we do have a lot of stash. I mean, we've collected a lot now over the season, but usually I will get a heads up if there's a special request because they know, you mm-hmm. know, I'll need to plan ahead for that. But we do keep, like, we do have stencils of different tattoos. We keep rhinestones, stash. We have facial hair around that we can use and, you know, create something with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have tattoos, like tattoo transfers. We did really cool design a couple weeks ago where there was each couple danced with a third pro dancer. And, mm-hmm. for example, it was Sean Johnson, Derek Huff, and Mark Ballas, and they wanted to look like a Polynesian. We did, like, those Polynesian kind of tattoos on their face. So we had to, you know, find some supplies. We found some really cool, like, tattoo transfers that we could, like, this was also for their second dance. So this is after they dance their first dance. We have to do a change, and then they want to, you know, add this. So we have to find things that we know we can apply quickly but will contribute to the overall look that they want to create. And it turned out amazing. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So I do, but I did get a heads up about that so I could plan accordingly and go
right.
to, you know, the store and make sure I got the right supplies and things like that. Yeah.
Right. How long does it normally take to shoot one episode?
Well, we shoot Mondays and Tuesdays and they're live. So it's basically the time that they're airing. So Mondays are usually typically 2-hour shows. So we're shooting live to the East Coast from about 5 to 7, and then it's taped on the West Coast. And then Tuesdays are normally about an hour show. So we're basically there from the morning just getting everybody ready and then just getting ready for until we shoot. So they're coming in, we're getting everybody ready, but then they're doing their camera blocking, and then we have a full rehearsal, you know, where we're going through the whole entire show, and then we have time for touching up again, and then it's the show. So it's really like a whole day process for, you know, the 2 hours or an hour show.
Like for a 2-hour show, it's like a whole day just to go through it all.
Yeah.
Well, that's not
fun
bad.
Part of this life.
Not bad at all. Well, let's talk a little bit about your baby, the Z palette. What led you to create the Z palette? Is there anything that kind of inspired that?
Yeah, well, just being a professional artist, and I'm just a really organized person. And when I started doing makeup, I started learning about, you know, how people organize their kits and learning about the whole process of depotting, where you take the actual product from its packaging, so that you can place it into palettes. And so I started learning about how artists do that so that you can really condense and carry a lot more in your kit. So as I learned about that, I started doing that more because I was organizing and reorganizing and redoing my kit to get to the point where I could just not have to carry, you know, everything and, you know, hurt your back and stuff by trying to get everything in your kit. So I started doing that and just realizing, you know, I started pulling out the inside so that you could fit all your different sizes and your different brands so that you could carry everything. And I noticed, like, a lot of people at that point had used, like, these MAC palettes that were on the market, but they were always breaking and weren't, you know, were kind of cheaply made. But I found out of another brand, and eventually I just came up with the idea, like, if I could just marry these two, it'd be, like, the perfect palette. And if it had a window where I could actually see what's inside, you know, this is what I need. And it all really stemmed from that need, and I wanted to really, like, make that happen because I felt if I needed it, you know, my makeup friends would need it and other people would need it. So I really just started finding out how I could make that happen. And it just became like a passion for me to do it, to make it, to make this product.
I have to say that the Z palette is my absolute favorite palette that's out on the market, actually.
I'm so glad to hear that.
You said something that was key in that, you know, like you talked about earlier, the MAC palette and how it breaks. And then, you know, and not just the MAC palette, but there are so many others. You know, if you drop it, your shadows or whatever is in the palette is going all over the place. But now you have two things and not one. You know, you have a top and you have a bottom, and it just doesn't work. And it doesn't look cute when you're trying to patch things up with rubber bands and what have you. So I think your packaging is awesome. And the fact that you can actually see the colors without even opening it is great as well. Are there plans to do anything different with the palette? I know you make different sizes and you have different colors, which is great because I look forward to every new color that's coming or every new size. Are there plans to do anything different with the palette besides what you're doing that you could tell if there are?
I am just, right now, I am focusing on expanding as far as sizes and things like that. And then I do have a couple new things in the works for next year. But as far as sizes and things like that, because I'm still getting a lot of feedback from customers of what people want to see. So it seems like a lot of people still want to see, you know, sizes, and they do want to see different colors. And so, you know, I want to do more collections of designs and colors and prints, you know, to keep it fresh and exciting. And, you know, maybe in the future, I have some other ideas, you know, that I'm thinking about and developing, but, you know, nothing I'm really confirming or sure about at this point. So, yeah.
Well, talk a little bit about your new design that you have out.
Well, I just came out with the new 4U Z palette, and right now I have a limited edition. It's a holiday collection. They're faux leather, and they come in blue and gold for the holiday. And they're really cute. I call it the 4U because it's like 4U. It's like your personal palette where, you know, the Z palettes have become really popular within the makeup community, and now it's, you know, very popular with makeup lovers. But I think we forget sometimes that, at least for the professionals, that you can use this for yourself, for your own makeup, too. So I'm really trying. I made this size, which is kind of in between my small size and my large, for that perfect, like, your personal palette. And it's going to be a permanent size. Right now I just have it out in this limited edition for the holiday. And it's just that perfect one that you can, you know, carry a little bit more than your small, but maybe if you didn't want one as big as your large, and that's like your perfect size, that's going to fit in your purse or your little wallet, your little like wrist wallet kind of thing. pocketbook is what I'm trying to say. And then you can fit some shadows and, you know, put your lipsticks with the empty pans. You can fill your lipsticks. You can have your eyeshadows. It'll fit a blush, you know, even a powder and some lipstick, and you could have that for your touch-up, and it's nice and compact. So that's the new size we just came out with, the 4U.
Let me ask you, I get one of the new ones before, because you said they're a limited edition, correct?
Yes. This design, the faux leather, is a limited edition for the holidays.
Okay. We must get one of those before the holiday is over.
Yes.
So, Zena, let me ask you this. Like, as far as being a makeup artist, we're always carrying different size bags and having different makeup kits, always trying to condense. Like, what are your suggestions for makeup artists who are always looking for ways to condense their kits? Like, do you have a certain suggestion on, like, you know, what types of products they should carry in their kits, you know, instead of carrying, mm-hmm. like, liquids in bottles? I don't know. Change the container. I don't know. Do you have any suggestions on what they can do? Because for me personally, it doesn't really matter. I can condense and all this other stuff. I'm still going to carry tons of bags. And, you know, besides
right.
one big kit, I'm going to carry tons of bags because I feel like I need everything.
Right. And, I mean, the way that I would do it is just whatever I bought a product in, I usually never kept it in its, like, original packaging. Like,
mm-hmm.
I always condensed and would leave the rest, you know, in my makeup closet, and if I noticed that it was getting low, then I would refill it just so I could avoid
mm-hmm.
having to carry everything. So, you know, foundations, you can't always do that with certain packaging. It
right.
doesn't allow that. But, I mean, with your shadows, I would just, I mean, I depotted everything where you buy, like, refills, which make it a lot easier than depotting. And,
right.
And a lot of companies sell them that way, too. Powders or anything like the powders, I would always buy those little empty containers. So, and take, like, instead of the whole jar of powder, just scoop some in your little empty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many ounces they are, but the little tiny ones. And then I would carry like maybe six of those. That would take up the space of maybe two jars, and have
mm-hmm.
you know a choice there. And that really helped condense space. You know, with the lipstick palettes, I'm getting rid of bags and bags of lipsticks with having just lipstick palettes. And I use my small
right.
size, and I put, like, some plums together, and I have, like, a hot pink palette, and I have, you know, a red palette. And then you have your neutrals,
right.
and that's all I need. And really, like, how much do you really need? You know, you have to really make that decision. Like, I think I'm going to be okay if I've got this and this, because when it comes down to it, you probably end up using the same colors over and over because
mm-hmm.
those are, like, your favorites. And I know I
right.
do, and I know a lot of artists will have everything, but they'll still use, you know, their few favorites over and over again.
Yeah,
and
because there are some situations where you end up having tons of palettes now. I mean, you've gotten rid of the jars, and you've gotten rid of the, you know, the bottles and you know, all of the compacts. And so now you just have bags full of palettes. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
well, when I'm working on film projects, I can have, like, you know, two bags full of, like, eyeshadow palettes, blush. I mean, it could end up being, like, 10 palettes.
Okay.
But I'm just kind
yeah.
of crazy like that when it comes to film and TV projects, because when you're working on a trailer every day, it's not like you're just coming in for this one job with this, you know, one or two people. You know, you have, like, a whole, you know, a full cast of, I don't know,
right.
5-10 people, and then, you know, so you feel like you have to have everything because you just can't leave work and go home and get it, you know?
Right.
So it's like get kind of crazy and go overboard and just bring sometimes too much.
Well, actually, I mean, with that Dancing with the Stars, that's sort of what I do. Like, I know I'm going to leave my makeup in the trailer and it's going to be housed there, so I'm not going to worry about having to carry it. Then I will go a little bit more than if I'm traveling with it. So I have probably about 10 or so palettes that I keep, you know, at my makeup station, and I'll have my blue shadow palette and my purple shadow palette and my pink shadow palette and my neutrals and my shimmers and on and my bright colors, because I know it's going to be there, and I don't have to carry that. Now, if I'm going to go do jobs where I'm traveling, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do one palette with my neutrals and maybe one palette with some colors, and I'm going to call it a day because I know mm-hmm. I can do a beautiful makeup with that, and I'm good. And that's just what I do. I find, like, cool products that I can make a lot happen with that, so I'm not carrying tons of palettes with me everywhere because I just won't do that. And what I've learned is I've gotten used to that, and I'm okay. And usually if you're working with other makeup people and stuff, if there happens to be something that maybe you don't have, I'm sure somebody else will. So I really have gotten to the point where I'm okay with, like, a few palettes, like one blush palette. You know, I have a couple concealers and then, you know, a couple of my lipsticks, and I'm good. And I can always manage to do a beautiful makeup with it. And I'm pretty... really compact. You should probably, you should see my travel kit. It's really compact.
You know, and I'm trying myself to get to that point to work with less because I know for certain that I could do a good makeup with a small amount of product. I really don't need all of that stuff. But for some reason, and I've always been like this, I really don't like to ask other artists. I could borrow this shadow or, you know, borrow something. I really never liked that. So that's why I think I've always tried to bring as much stuff as I possibly can without being, you know, too much so that I don't have to ask anybody anything. I don't know. I've never liked that. I mean, and I know there's times when you leave something or you pick up the wrong bag or something like that and then you're without something. But I just felt like when I'm coming to work and I'm asking for a whole bunch of stuff, it's almost like I'm not prepared. And then it's hard for me to really work like I want to. But, you know, I'm trying to get there. But, I think
I understand what you're saying. Usually I'm working with people that I know that I feel comfortable with, so I feel like, you know, I think I'll be okay if perhaps I don't have something. You know, I know that, you know, I guess, you know, I just don't mind asking.
And we have a question from the chat room, and Tanisha's asking, how do you juggle managing how much time you spend on growing your Z palette business versus your working as a full-time makeup artist?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, luckily I've gotten to a point where I'm focusing, I mean, I've got Dancing with the Stars, which right now is twice a year, which is really great, and so that keeps me busy, so I usually have, you know, some downtime in between, and for me, I'm okay with having that time to focus on my business. I do have help, you know, I definitely have help with the business, or else I wouldn't be able to do it, and so I've had to hire help so that I can do both, and because I used to do it all by myself, and it's just not efficient that way, and I would never be able to get everything done. So the fact that I've helped with the business, you know, is huge. And I kind of now have been able to be a little bit more picky with the jobs where I do things that are going to allow me more freedom to work on my business. So I'm very blessed and lucky to have a show like Dancing with the Stars where it's 2 days a week. It's live. I'm not there 5 days a week for, you know, 16 to 18 hours a day. So I can have time to focus on growing the business. And so that's what really helps balance it out.
Yeah, that's key. I think that's really important. It's just being able to have that flexibility and, like you said, the help.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be able to focus as much as I do if I was on, for instance, an episodic or something where, you know, you're just gone for so many hours, it would be really difficult. And you would have to leave everything up to other people, which, you know, if it's your business, you don't want to necessarily do that either. So I'm really lucky and blessed that I've gotten to be in this position where I could have a show like Dancing and still have time to focus on my business and make it grow. Yeah.
So what were some of the challenges that you faced, if any, when you started your company?
Yeah, I had, you know, just I didn't really know what I was doing. So it's that, you know, making mistakes. You make mistakes, and then you learn the hard way. And I did that a few times. You know, finding the right manufacturers was a huge problem for me in the beginning. You know, the quality, getting the quality right, the quality that I wanted. It took a few times. I'm on my third manufacturer now. So not knowing what you're doing, you know, and kind of learning as you go, you know, you wish you had somebody guiding you, but that's not the case all the time. And so you just make mistakes, but you try to just learn and get smarter as you go. But my manufacturing and getting the quality right was my hugest issue in the beginning, but very happy, you know, where I'm at now, and we've gotten over a lot of challenges and a lot of humps, and feel really great and confident in my product, you know, today.
Well, now that you said that, what do you think, what do you think makes the Z palette so great? Because like I said earlier, I love the palette. It's my favorite. I've used several different ones and, you know, just really wasn't happy with what I was getting. I think I really like it because I think you can travel with it and your product sits tight, you know. I don't have to worry about unpacking it and everything has moved around or cracked or crushed or anything like that. What do you think makes your product great?
Well, I think the fact that I'm actually a working makeup artist that and makeup lover that uses this product, that it can, you know, I know the quality that I would want, and that's what I'm trying to put into it. So I think that makes a difference as opposed to, you know, a cosmetic company, a huge company that it's not their main product and it's just an accessory to everything else that they have, you know, and it's not the time that I put into the time that I spend into making sure that this product is good for the customers, I think makes the difference. So that's why, you know, I'm making sure the quality is good and that it's constantly improving. And it's always improving. It's never like, you know, there's always something to improve and to get better and just trying to keep it fresh and trying to keep it fun and cool and come up with cool ideas that I think my customers will love and, you know, makeup artists and makeup lovers will love. So I just think that because it's coming from somebody that really uses them, from that perspective, helps make it a good product. I just want to give what I would want to see in it.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Let me ask you a question because I just learned this. First of all, I was happy to see that you all have your own booth now. You were at the trade show IMAX in Pasadena, so I was happy to see that you had your own booth. And I came across the little pans, the empty pans where you could put color in. And
yes,
one of the things that you were saying is that you could put, like, shadow, like eyeshadow dust.
You can press pigments in them. So if you get, like, loose pigments, now you can press them into it so that instead of carrying around little jars of loose pigment that, you know, end up somehow getting unscrewed and spilling all over your makeup bag, you can actually just scoop a little. And with some pigments, you can mix with alcohol. With others, depending on what ingredients are inside, some you can mix with alcohol, some you have to mix with, like, a silicone-based medium. And once you do that, you mix it together and you let it set, and it will set as a pressed powder. So you can just put those in a palette and carry those. And I have made really fun, cool palettes doing that process. You know, it's a little bit of an art project, and it can be, you know, one that you set aside for when you have some time. But, like, afterward, you got this really cool palette. You can hold, like, if you get the small palette, you can hold, like, 16 colors. I mean, you can imagine what a bag of 16 of those loose pigment jars, how much space that's going to take in your bag or your kit instead of, like, small palette.
I'm so happy that you said silicone-based medium because I was trying that, the pigment, And when I first did it, I was like, oh, okay, this is perfect. And then I made a mess. So I was like,
right.
I don't think alcohol is working. So I'm glad you said a silicone-based media.
Yeah, there's tons of videos on YouTube. If you were to search, like, pressing loose pigments, and you'll
okay.
find a lot of people who've done videos and what I've learned is a lot of pigments, like, for instance, that you can find at MAC Cosmetics, you can just do with alcohol, and it's really quick. You put a couple scoops of the pigment, you mix with alcohol, and you let it set. I usually let it set overnight, and it's fine the next day. And I can put it in my palette, and I've got really fun colors. But some, and it depends on the ingredients inside, so like bare minerals or those kinds of mineral makeup, they don't have those ingredients that bind it, so you need a binder, and that's why you need like something with a silicone that actually binds them to create that pressed product. And so there's products on the market, like for instance, there's this brand called Easy Press from Coastal Scents. That's a popular one that a lot of people use when they're pressing pigments, and they're pressing like mineral-based pigments. You can use that, and people have videos on how to do it. And with the size of my pans in a small pot, you can fit 16 colors in there. So you can get a lot of colors in just that small little palette and save a lot of space.
Yes, that's what I did. I set up my 16-pan palette, and I put the pigment in, but I don't think I let it, now I'm listening to you speak, I don't think I let it just sit long enough. So.
Yeah, usually you let it sit overnight.
Okay.
To really let it dry and set.
Okay, I will definitely try that again. Now I'm excited about the project again. At first, I was like, okay, I'm making a mess, and I just kind of put it aside for months. But now I'm excited about it again to try it and see how it's going to turn out.
And we have another question from the chat line, and Brandy's asking, how did you know that you were ready to start your line?
That's a good question. How did I know I was ready? I don't think I even thought about it. I think when I just had the idea and thought about the idea, it just, you know, something triggered inside. I was just like, I really want to do this. And I just started researching. You know, from when I had the idea to actual, like, doing something about it, there was a lot of time there, you know, that I spent thinking about it and actually doing something. I think it was probably about a year later that there was actually a product from the idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just talking to other people that have done products, I have relationships with people at the beauty supply stores. I asked advice from them on how would I go about doing this, you know, starting the research online. But it just was just something I thought would be a cool idea, and I wanted to do it, and I was going to do it. And that's just what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I guess I just, like, figured it out as I went, you know, figure it out as you go, and you see what you need and how to make it happen, and you kind of figure it out.
Cool. Let's see, we're going to try to take this call here.
No, we're still people.
But you have
I mean, yeah, no, I'm just saying,
and
I'm good at writing it.
Yeah.
And just,
oh, wow.
From the part.
The background stuff. I don't know.
So I'm going to give you this sample paper, and I'm.
Was that a caller?
Yeah, they have their the lights on. They want to speak, but they're talking. Okay. All right, so we're going to go back. Let me ask you, and particularly because you know, you work with other makeup artists on your show, and you've had the opportunity and the chance to, see other artists work. What do you think are the top 5 items that a makeup artist should have in his or her kit or his or her makeup bag?
The top 5.
Or maybe
I think Does this mean, like, for women or for men? I have to think about men, too.
No, just in general, like, products that you think your artist should carry.
Well, I would feel like when I think about that question, like, the things that would be necessary to just get that fresh look, you know, what mm-hmm. products would be important. I feel like mascara, concealer, you know, definitely like a blush or a bronzer, eyeliner and a lip gloss or lip balm. And I feel like with those things, you can really make a fresh face. A fresh face, if that's like all you had. So I think those would be my top five.
I think that's a good top five.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I ask you what your top five would be?
Oh, wow. Definitely, for me, this is Janice, definitely for me, I would have to say liner and mascara for sure.
Yeah.
A really great lip product, whether it's a, you know, a lipstick or a lip gloss, but a really, you know, great lip color, particularly if you're working with a woman. And a nice base, whatever, whether it's cream, liquid, but whatever that's going, something that's nice that's going to really give you a great finish. Well, pretty similar to yours, actually. I can't think off the top of my head right off any brands in particular. But I do
right.
like to use, I love to use gel eyeliner.
Mm-hmm.
I love to use gel liners. So a great gel liner. I like using eyeshadow base a lot. Particularly for those people with oily lids.
Right.
A nice eyeshadow base, a gel liner, mascara. And I like lashes. I like to use lashes.
I love lashes.
Mm-hmm. And I like to use
lashes. Make a huge difference.
Absolutely. So a lot of things that will help bring out the eyes, I think, for me, in a nice face.
My favorite makeup tip is doing the liner under the top lid
mm-hmm.
on the top part, but in the waterline on the top, and then which gives you almost like that intensity, and you don't even always have to have mascara, but of course you should.
Right.
I love that. I love doing that.
See, my favorite thing is if you get yourself a nice pair of lash extensions, then you don't need the mascara. You probably
right.
won't need the liner, maybe. And then you can just go with, like, your concealer or your maybe, like, well, for me, my top five would be, like, a pressed powder, a blush, a bronzer, mascara, eyeliner, and then a lip balm. Because especially if you're talking, well, at least for a woman, but if you're talking about a guy, you know, a lip balm.
Right.
Pressed powder and a bronzer. But
right.
if you get yourself a nice set of lash extensions, then you can probably go without the mascara and just do like your pressed powder or concealer and your blush or bronzer and your lip product.
That's what I think about. You know, people always want to know, how do you do, you know, a quick makeup? And those are the things that I would use
mm-hmm.
and I use on myself to do a quick makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yep.
when I do makeup, I don't wear a lot of makeup all the time. And I'm trying
right.
to make myself look fresh and awake quickly.
Right.
Right.
And those are the essentials for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for me, the best thing to make me look awake is always focusing just on the eye area. So that's why I'm always like liner,
yeah.
mascara, something to kind of open them up a little bit too.
Yeah.
What do you think, Zena, are three qualities that make a great makeup artist?
definitely personable, professional, and, you know, have passion, creativity, like passion for makeup and being creative.
Absolutely. I think that's a great answer. And it's well, it's not strange, but I don't know if some people may think, but it's not strange that you didn't even mention anything like, you know, that has anything to do with their skill level. You know, it was all more so about who they are, professional and personable, and like you said, just very passionate. Because if you're not passionate about it, you're not going to really do much with it.
Right.
I think it's great that people know and understand that it's not all about how great of an artist you are and how great you are with your skill, but it's about other things, a combination of other things.
Yeah, from what I've seen in my few years, 80% personality, you know, 20% your skill. Like, you can get by a lot further on just being that cool person and, you know, but obviously doing a good job, but, you know, that gets you a lot further. And, I mean, if you have a passion for it, you're learning it anyway. You're getting better and you're getting stronger. You watch other artists. You pick up tricks. You get better. So, you know, I think that comes with it anyway.
Right. Now, I know the other artists that work with you on Dancing with the Stars, I know they all have deep talents. So
yes.
have you noticed that them having deep talents, have you noticed if it's made them more organized than they were before?
Most definitely, yes. And they've all pretty much gotten into, you know, organizing and helping. It just, I mean, they're using it on set all the time. It's definitely making things easier for them. And it makes it faster. You know, you're able to do, like, for instance, you have a powder palette. You're able to, you know, powder a bunch of people and just makes your job faster. You know, every time we get products or every time they find new things, they end up depotting them and putting them into a palette now. You know, and I'm not saying, oh, you need to put them in, you know, it's just something they're doing on their own now because they see how much nicer it is to have it all there and you're seeing it. It helps, you know, you get to travel with it easier, things like that. So they definitely love it and they, you know, and they're using them all the time, you know, whether they're at dancing or whether they're anywhere else. And, you know, with themselves, I got them a 4U Z-Pal so they could create their own, you know, for when they travel. So, yeah, they definitely love them. One of the artists, Barbie Fonte, just saw I have a dome Z-palette for all your mineral, you know, dome-shaped baked products. So, and I had just gotten a bunch called Milani from the drugstore, which is really awesome pigments and beautiful colors, and I showed them all the palette, and a lot of them got inspired. They went to CVS, they got them, they created their own dome palette, you know, just by seeing, you know. And what I did was basically get them for displaying the Z palette, and then I started learning about the actual product and things like that. That wasn't my initial reason of buying it, but I started learning about it, and they started learning about it, and now they love these products, and you can get them at the drugstore.
I know, they're so cheap.
Yeah.
Really nice colors.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, I can't really tell from the website, but the faux leather palette and the pro palette, is the faux leather palette deep like the pro palette? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say the faux leather. The dome palette. Is that
it's deeper.
Like the pro palette?
Yeah, it's the same exact size as the pro palette, except deeper so that you can fit your dome-shaped products. So you wouldn't be able to necessarily tell from the images because they are about the same look. But from the dimensions you would tell, and you could see some of the images with the products in them would show how you could fit the dome shape, and then some you can even fit brushes, because you don't necessarily have to put dome products in them, but they're a deeper palette. You can fit, like, some brushes in them, and then you could put your regular eyeshadows with brushes in them. So you could do that, too. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's nice. Cool. And so what are other, just from what you've been hearing, what are some of the things that you are, that you're hearing that other makeup artists are saying about the decal?
What are other makeup artists saying? Let's see. I mean, for the most part, I get pretty good feedback. So I think some people want me to make them larger. But for the most part, pretty good consensus. I know hair people are now starting to use them for even hair products, like because of the magnetic pan inside, a lot of them are starting to use put bobby pins in them. A lot of the hair ladies on Dancing have discovered how cool they are for holding bobby pins. So you can have those accessible when you're doing, like, quick changes and stuff like that, and you can have all your bobby pins, like, color-coordinated, and they don't, like, move. Like, if you put them in a box where they all spill over, they're not going to move because they're just stuck on the magnet. And some of them put, like, the duck clips and the dome ones because they're deeper, so they can take them to set like that. So that's kind of been a new discovery, and cool as that was not my original intention, but... it's cool to find new ways to even use a Z-Pal that I didn't even think of.
Right.
Yeah, but most of the feedback, I believe, has been positive from professionals.
Nice. Let me ask you one last question from over in the chat room. If there was one or two things that you could change about the beauty industry, what would it be?
Change about the beauty industry. What would I change about the beauty industry? That's a good question.
If anything.
Maybe the images that people see in magazines. But, because everything's airbrushed and faked, and I just, I don't know if people, necessarily really, I think young people might not really understand that, but as we get older, we understand that, you know, but maybe that, that's a good question. I'm not really sure. I have to really think about that.
So when you're talking about the magazines and how everyone's airbrushed, are you basically saying that maybe changing how we view beauty? Because to me, I think we always look at the magazines for examples of, you know, how we should look, how we should apply our makeup, how we should do our hair. We look at the red carpets for, you know, inspiration, and we see these women, and, you know, and we think that they're beautiful, and most of them are. But, again, it's like we want to look like they look, and sometimes, you know, you can't have the exact same eyebrows, or you can't have the exact same lips, or, you know, because we're all different in, you know, in so many different ways. But we don't have, like, my face is not your face, so, you know, the makeup is not going to look the same, you know.
Right.
So I think some women don't understand that, and when they see these ladies in the magazines, they are airbrushed. And it doesn't mean that they're not beautiful, but, you know, they have flaws too, but I don't think most people look at it that way. I think they think that these women are beautiful and just so, you know, drop-dead gorgeous at all times.
Yeah, I guess maybe if people were more aware that it really does take a village for, you know, that end result, like, and the time it takes to really, you know, get them so glamorous. I mean, your hair and makeup and wardrobe and this and that, and to then, like, maybe compare yourself to that or look at that, it's just not real. So maybe, you know, maybe just wishing, I mean, that's not really, it's just something that I guess needs to basically be explained, you know, as you're younger, where you think that, you know, where you might see that, those images in the magazines when you're younger, and I guess that's just, like, it needs to be explained to them, you know, at a younger age, that that's, it's just not real.
Right.
But I guess there's nothing, I don't know what we, you know, what's going to change, but I guess as far as just maybe as a parent or something, you know, discussing those kinds of things so that you can have, you know, instill confidence.
Right.
And especially for women and helping them feel good about themselves.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Zena, I know that you said that Dancing with the Stars is, you know, everything that's going on with that show is kind of ideal for you right now, you know, especially since you're working, you know, with the Z-Talent and working with your business, so it gives you a lot of time to work with your business. But what would you say your dream job would be?
You know what? I'm so happy with my job at Dancing with the Stars. I feel like it's almost my dream job. My whole situation right now is like, I always tell people I feel so lucky and blessed to be part of Dancing with the Stars, and I wish it would just go on forever because I'm so happy with doing it twice a year and being on a show that's live and it being a couple days a week that I feel like I have my dream job.
Yeah, right.
I feel like I do. I mean, it's not going to last forever and we'll see what happens at that point. But,
right.
You know, that is sort of like came into my life. It's like where I belong. I need to be involved in these kinds of things, you know?
Right.
So, and my boyfriend's a filmmaker, so I would love to be working on his films as well. That would be my other dream job.
Is he sitting right there listening?
He's not. But he might be listening.
Tell him we said hello.
So those would be the palette, and that those are my dream jobs. But you know, I'm very happy with, you know, where my direction in makeup, and I don't know how it's gone this way, but it has, and you know, I feel very lucky that I've had these opportunities.
Well, I'm just very happy for you. I'm happy that things are going really well with the palette. I'm glad to see it growing and that people really like the product. I know I do. And I just can't wait to see the new colors that'll be coming out and, you know, what you're going to do differently or in addition to what you're already doing. Also, I'm just, you know, just glad for you, and I'm glad you have that dream job because, you know, there are a lot of those who spend a long time, you know, years in their career trying to get that ideal job situation. You know what I mean? Where they're, you know, they love what they do, but sometimes they're getting tired of doing one particular thing you know, just the same thing all the time or something that it works for them because they're getting paid, but it is really not working for them type of situation. So it's good that you to hear that you're, you know, in a situation that you know, it's great to hear, and I'm glad for you. I really am.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
One question that we always ask all of our guests, and that is, what is beauty to you?
Beauty to me, I think beauty to me is just feeling really good inside. And it's really, for me, I mean, I think it's a hard thing for people, a lot of people, to achieve. But that would be, I think, ultimate beauty, is just feeling really good about yourself and exuding that and being happy with who you are. And that is, to me, like, ultimate beauty. But I don't feel like I'm all the way there. I think it's really hard. I think it takes a lifetime to get that for some reason. It's a hard thing, but that is what it is.
I agree. I mean, not that there's a right or wrong answer to this question, but, I mean, I really liked your answer to the question, and I really do agree, and you're right. Sometimes it's a situation where it takes time to get there.
Yeah.
Everybody would truly say, you know, that they feel that way about themselves totally. So I agree with that answer 100%. Thank you for being our guest tonight. I really appreciate you coming on. And again, like I said, I'm going to go back and I'm going to try that pigment and try to fix what I did wrong then. But I'm excited about it again. And
I have some tutorials on our Facebook, on my ZPal Facebook page, too, that can kind of help break it down. And definitely videos, YouTube videos, you know, on pressing pigments is a great resource to making sure, you know, you get the right outcome.
Okay.
So I have a few palettes like that now, and I just love them. I love having all those color choices in my little palette.
You know, my goal is to have every Z palette in every color. So, I have a little more work to do, but I'm going to get there. Again, thank you for joining us. And am I correct in saying we're doing a contest?
A giveaway?
Yes, a giveaway.
Yes, I'm giving away. I have a 4U Z palette in the gold color, a 4U Z palette in a blue color, and two large red palettes, so those can be divvied up. So to two
can
people.
Can I participate?
Of course.
What did you say?
I said, can I participate?
Oh.
Don't worry, I can send you something too. You'll get a giveaway. And I just wanted to mention, if I could, that we're also doing a Cyber Monday sale that starts midnight Pacific Standard Time till the end of Monday night. So if anyone's interested, 20% off most items for Cyber Monday on
ZPalette.com. Okay. When did you say it starts?
It starts
at midnight.
Pacific Standard.
Okay. We'll post this information. We'll post this information on our Beauty Talk Facebook page as well as the giveaway information. Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, we'll do a little contest for the giveaway and see what we come up with. But so we'll do something where we have several winners. And we'll also post the Cyber Monday information, so 20%. So everybody go out there and get your Z-Palettes now while they're going to be 20% off starting at midnight.
Yes.
24 hours. Including me, so let me get started with some shopping. But we thank you. And you know what? We're going to check back in with you sometime next year. See what you're doing.
Yes, I would love that.
And come back on and we'll talk again.
I would love that. I really appreciate you having me on and taking the time. Thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate you on. We're glad we were able to get you on. So, Danny, we said hello. And big thank you to Marianne as well. And thank you to all those who are listening by phone tonight and those who are listening online. Thank you for your questions in the chat room. We really appreciate it. And, again, join us here Sunday night at 9 p.m. where our guest is Kevin James Bennett. He's going to talk about some holiday makeup looks with us. And we'll be with you guys next week. Thank you again, Zena. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.